Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia, is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line. The Fed cutting its benchmark key interest rate by a half point yesterday seemed to be a strong signal, Caleb. But then I noticed the markets all closed lower. What was going on?
A little bit of a buy the rumor, sell the news type of a situation. And it was such an aggressive cut, I think, a lot more than a lot of people thought it would be, that I think investors were trying to figure out what. Is the Fed cutting into a much slower economy than we thought? Is it cutting because the economy is weak? Well, Fed Chair Powell said throughout his press conference and in the statement the Fed released, the economy is actually in a good place right now. And by lowering rates so aggressively, the biggest rate cut we've seen in 16 years and the first one we've seen in 4 years, it wants to keep the wind in the sails of the economy. We know inflation is getting closer to the Fed's target of 2%, but the Fed is worried about mounting job losses, lower job gains every month. So it wants to keep sort of that octane into the economy to make sure that companies are still hiring and that we're still spending.
What's the noticeable impact for everyday people?
Well, for everyday people, if you already have an existing mortgage or an existing loan, you're not going to feel it. But if you have a credit card with a high APR, those rates are going to come down. So borrowing money is going to get cheaper. If you have a lot of debt, you're going to find your monthly payment come down a little bit. That's great. But you're also going to start earning less money in the bank, right? The flip side of lower interest rates means lower yields for CDs, high-yield savings accounts, money market accounts. Those are eventually going to come down. And the Fed is not done lowering rates by any stretch of the imagination. The Fed intends to keep lowering rates throughout this year and next year. They want the Fed funds rate, that's the rate at which banks loan to each other, that's what the Fed actually controls, that'll be close to 3% by the end of next year. That's very important because that really affects the mortgage rate. The 30-year fix has already come down close to 6%. I get new car loans are going to come down. I get the other side of that, though, you'll earn less by saving.
All right, so less for savers, more for borrowers.
That's right. And more economic activity, hopefully, because when money's cheaper, we spend more.
Caleb, thank you. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia.